You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello. Hi, everyone. Happy Tuesday. Happy Taco Tuesday. Welcome to Tech Trend Investments. Hello, hello, hello.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another amazing Tuesday.
Woohoo, go East.
Start it off? Yeah, okay. You jump right go East.
Go East. we're like the official cheerleaders for East. Go East. This is not sponsored by, disclaimer, this is not sponsored by East. Lol. Do your own research, not financial advice. Go East.
Go East.
And you know what's really funny? I just have to put this out there, is Kramer. What's his name?
Jim Cramer.
Jim Cramer is now like talking about ETH. I'm like, what? Okay. Last episode or the episode before we said, okay, whatever he says is usually the opposite. So don't pump up ETH for us. No, just kidding. And it was funny though, because then I saw notifications, because we get notifications on a lot of things, and we got notifications, and he's like, he's pumping ETH right now. I'm like, oh no. No, I'm just kidding.
Not ETH. You talk about anything else, but ETH.
Go after like Algo or XRP or something. No, I'm just kidding. I'm terrible. I'm like, go after MOG. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my God. That'd be so funny.
I'm cheesy. But I get notifications. So like, we have a lot of different channels that we get source and information from, and then trading platforms and CEXs. And I was getting notifications like MOG was running. I'm like, oh, okay, well, MOG is up, that must mean that ETH is up. So like, go ETH.
So this is Elizabeth after a matcha frappuccino.
Yeah, so right now I thought I'd be a little reminiscent. I'm traveling again. What else is new? But I'm actually standing on white sand, right, like 15 feet from the water, the Colorado River right now. And with like, I'm under a thatched umbrella, you know, those beautiful umbrellas that you always see in the tropical settings that have like thatch roofs and white sand beaches and beautiful water. So I'm standing here. I'm like, okay, if I'm going to do the show, I might as well do it outdoors. We were talking about like, go outdoors, go do something. And the last time I did the show on the river, a family of raccoons ran by because it was dark and it was at night. And y'all lost contact with me for like 5 minutes right after the raccoons ran by. I'm like, oh, my, there's raccoons. And then they just ran by. And then it was dark, too. So it was winter time, you know, time's changing in October. So it was sometime like October, November, I remember. Or maybe it was like January, February. And a family of raccoons ran by. And I'm like, raccoons ran by.
Oh, my God.
So I was in the last time I was here. Well, not last time I was here, but the last time I did the show from the river, that's when I went ahead and, sorry, people are asking me questions. Like, you're doing the show while you're on the river. This
yes. Screen
gate questions. but it's reminiscent. So I'm like, okay, so I'm going to go ahead and like see the beautiful water, see the beautiful sand, and go ahead and, you know, do the show from here. As long as we have reception, if I go missing, it means that my cell failed me and you'll have to listen to Joseph tell you all the interesting things that are going on in the world right now instead.
You know what? It's going to be a great memory to have to add on to the list of memories that we have here on LA Talk Radio. So,
all right. Go
East. Go East.
But this is like, this is calming and inspirational, and people are like settled down right now. They're in pumpkin season. They're in fall season. They've been done traveling because they went through they went through their summer already, and now everyone's back to work, back to school. But y'all can still take little tiny mini vacations. You can go away for the weekend and get warm weather, like Vegas. And if you're from California, like a lot of people go to Palm Springs or go to Tahoe or San Diego or go out to Vegas or go out to the river. Like the weather right now is about 90 degrees. And so, I mean, it's still nice, beautiful weather to get away for the weekend. A 4 hour drive, if you're from California, like a 4 and a half hour drive to get away. If you're somewhere else out in the world, I'm sure that you all have like your spots that everybody goes to that's like a hour, 2 hour, 3 hour, 4 hour drive away. Do you guys have your spot out there?
Maybe an hour and a half away, there's a beach, but it's only available in the summer. We get
Aw.
our cold weather a lot faster than you do.
Aw.
Like right now, and this may come surprising, it's 60 degrees in
Oh
Canada
my.
right now.
Oh my.
It's not bad compared to the past few years. This is probably the warmest in the past 5 years that it's been going into October.
Right.
So this is hot for us.
When do you guys usually get snow? Like November? Is it November?
November, December, we'll start getting snow.
Yeah, Tahoe starts to get so snow like November, usually like November 10th-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So our beach time is over. So we're starting to look
Aw.
for places in the Caribbean to go, or in California to
Right.
go to get some nice sun.
Snowbirds. The snowbirds are getting away right now. Like all the, I know. So all the areas that I've been to that have had warm weather, a lot of people are back from the East Coast. They're like traveling to Arizona or the Caribbean or other areas like that for the warm weather again before the snow comes in.
That's
But
us.
if people are from like Nevada, Arizona, California, West Coast, or Oregon or somewhere, they just have like a 4 hour drive probably to get to the warm weather, which isn't that bad. You
No,
know, it's a good getaway.
I take that for some more weather. I do that.
And we haven't talked about travel in a bit because we've been so caught up on ETH and meme coins and what crypto is doing, what the markets are doing, because we've had huge rallies in the market, which has been
Yes.
great. But
Go
we've
east.
like moved the go ETH, but we've moved away from crypto for a bit. I mean, we've moved away from traveling for a bit, but like I was just looking at different prices right now, and from LA to Hawaii, for all those people in California, you can get flights to Hawaii for like $100 right now again. So
Oh
they're
my
running
God.
specials again. And then Hawaii like is like 85, 90 degrees on their good weather. And their winter is still always warm and sunny. Like people go out for Christmas. I was out there January, not this year, but last year, and the weather was beautiful. It's like 85. You wouldn't even know that it was winter.
That's not winter, that's summer. That's a
Right.
warm summer day. I'll take that any day of the week. In
Right.
Hawaii, that's like close to home. It's beautiful. And they have some great food
They have great
from
food.
what I hear.
Pokey. They have pokey. Well, okay. So a drive, California. I'm trying to inspire all of you to go take your little mini vacations, but a drive from California to like the river is 4 or 5 hours, or to Arizona. And then a drive to San Diego is like an hour, depending on where you're at. If you're in LA, maybe 2 hours. If you're going to Palm Springs, it's like an hour and a half. So that's good weather out there. But a flight to Hawaii is only like 5 hours. So that's, you know, that's the same as a drive. But you're on an airplane and somebody else is doing it for you. And it's cheaper than gas
Oh
because
my goodness,
gas,
worth
like 5 hours. Yeah, 5 hours on a car. I don't get very good gas mileage. So I can't stand my car.
it.
But so it's like 300 miles. And so say you got 30 miles to the gallon. That's like 10 gallons of gas. That's like 50 to $100, depending on what type of a car you have. That's the flight cost to Hawaii, you know?
And you can sit back and relax and then
Right,
look
you
out
don't
the
have to
window and
drive.
take amazing pictures of the
Right?
clouds. And as soon as you get there, you're
Right? The
rested.
waterfalls and you have
Exactly.
good weather. So just trying to inspire you all. Like we all get so caught up in work and doing things and our day-to-day lives that we don't take time to appreciate the beauty around us. It's close by, or you know, 5 hours away, maybe. A short flight here and there. And you know, this fall season's, I love traveling spring and I love traveling fall because things aren't as crowded. There's not as many people, so it's a lot more room to move around in. It's usually get better prices. Flights are cheaper. Gas usually goes down a little bit. So it's like a good time. And we get so caught up. Like I'm saying, I've been noticing that I'm just been like work, 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 like nonstop, no sleep. And it's officially caught up to me. Yes. But go east.
But go so, east. Go
but
east.
When you get caught up, when you get caught up in all the like good things and the market rallying, like think about this, like most markets are, all of them are at their all time highs right now. So we have the Dow and S&P and NASDAQ and gold, crypto, like everything's hit its all time high in the last 30 days. Yeah, 30 to 45 days, everything has hit their all-time highs.
And when was everything at its all-time low? Because we caught everything at the lowest it's ever been.
April 8th. Yeah, April 8th. So think about this. Like, it was at the all-time low for the whole year, right, on April 8th. Right. And that includes the financial markets, too. They were at their low. And then going to all-time high in less than 4 months. Yeah, if people invested, you would have a little extra money to go to that trip to Hawaii. Oh, just kidding.
Or find a nice warm beach 4 or 5 hours away that you can easily get to on a road trip.
Right.
And sit under a thatch umbrella and relax.
Or work from a thatch umbrella.
That too.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm watching the sunset too, and I'm thinking, because we are going to have so many daylight hours only for a little bit longer, and in October, so October is coming up, and then California and West Coast turns back the time, we fall back, so it's going to get darker early. If it's getting dark at 7:30, it's going to start getting dark at 6:30 or 6 o'clock, and we won't have that much sunlight anymore. And that's what reminded me of the raccoons running by. It was dark when I did that. And it still has sunshine out right now, which is wonderful.
In fall is the best season. Hands down, fall is the best mm-hmm. season. Because you get the beautiful colors, although some of them I can't see. But you get the beautiful colors, you get the perfect temperature weather. If you're a hoodie person like me, and Elizabeth, we love our hoodies, staying warm mm-hmm. and cozy always. And there's always something happening in October. And it's a great month for everything. And the great thing is October. Everything goes up in October.
Yeah. Moods, that's what everything. They say. Yeah. And for all of those people out there who love pumpkins, it's their pumpkin season. Their pumpkin season. I love pumpkins, but not eating pumpkin flavored stuff. But I love fall. So, and I love pumpkins and carving pumpkins. I'll eat pumpkin seeds. That's about as good as it gets for me and pumpkins.
I'm a big pumpkin advocate.
For all those people that are pumpkin people, it's like your season. I think it probably already hit your season.
Oh, it did.
A couple weeks ago.
It did. The fresh pumpkin pies are already in all the farmers markets and everything. It is my favorite season.
Oh my. Give me nachos any day and I'm happy.
Is there pumpkin flavored nachos?
No. Don't ruin my vision of my nachos. No. Maybe, blue corn chips, because like blue corn is fall season type of stuff. So blue corn chips is okay. Nachos with jalapenos and guacamole and sour cream. And of course, we talk about food when y'all are driving on your drive home, right? We talk about travel and food and markets. So everybody's stomach is probably rumbling right now and they're very hungry as they're driving home. And it's Taco Tuesday. So if you're on the West Coast, you can go out and get your special tacos. Maybe make a pit stop and get your tacos on the way home or your nachos. Just kidding. This is not sponsored by tacos either.
If ETH or tacos want to sponsor us, that'd be fun.
Or matcha.
Ooh.
Yes.
And I recently tried matcha based on your recommendation, and I love it. So
yeah,
I'd be fine with that too.
Matcha reminds me of Japan. So when I was out in Japan, they have like really strong matcha, but it's so good. And so it's like gives you reminiscence of memories of Japan. Me.
When I go to
Japan, it tastes like green tea ice cream. For all those who haven't tried matcha, it tastes like green tea ice cream. If you had, everybody on the West Coast knows, goes to sushi and everybody has green tea ice cream. That's what matcha is. So it has like that kind of a memory of going out for sushi or going to Japan, or it's just good. And I'll be bouncing off the walls and working all night because it'll kick in. It'll kick in after the show when ETH is rallying and all the meme coins start to rally tonight, right?
Right. I gotta go get a matcha then after the show. I'm getting jealous.
We'll be trading live with matcha.
Oh my god. There was one thing that we mentioned too. It was about people and how we mentioned tacos every Tuesday for the entire time we've been doing LA Talk Radio. And right, now it's not only Tuesday. Now it's not only in California, and surprisingly it's not, we do poutine in Canada, but now we've started doing Taco Tuesdays.
Oh my.
So it's made its way all the way to Canada now.
Oh my. I mean, taco's a good thing to have, though. So Taco Tuesday is a great thing to have. So hopefully we spread Taco Tuesday all over the world.
Right. And I think it's been primarily in one of my favorite places to go shopping, Costco. They've added now tacos into Costco as one of the pre-made meals.
No way.
Yeah. They do shrimp.
Like when you can go buy your hot dogs, like when you go to Costco and you can buy the hot dog and the pizza.
No, it's like
if they did tacos there, I would just, oh my goodness.
I wish that would be really good. I go to Costco just for it because everything they have in that is like really good.
We're not sponsored by Costco. Just a disclaimer again. Just kidding.
Please, if you want sponsored.
Now I'm really hungry.
Oh my god.
This is what happens when you drink a matcha instead of eating dinner. Just kidding. And then you talk about food. Everybody's going to like send me Uber Eats before the show so I don't talk about food when we're live. Just kidding.
No. But it's foods from all over the world that we've been talking about. Now they're everywhere that you've experienced in their home origins. You've experienced the matcha in Japan. You've experienced the tacos probably everywhere in Mexico and in California, where the two best places for tacos.
Right.
Where else has the best food? Like we talk about pumpkins and I don't know where has the best pumpkin pie, but it's good everywhere. You've been to Oktoberfest.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Oktoberfest has great beer and brats.
See.
Yeah, I've been to Munich and went for Oktoberfest in Munich, and that was fun. It's like a giant carnival with beer gardens, and all of the different beers sponsor each garden. And you go from like garden to garden, and you try and get into the big tents. And then they have carnival rides, everybody dresses up. And it was a lot of fun. And actually, it's in September. That's when they do Oktoberfest out in Germany. And then October, they do Oktoberfest out in the States, which is kind of funny. But
wait,
in Germany, they do it during September.
Is that now?
Because I haven't. So they just had it.
Oh, you know what? Perfect timing. If you celebrated Oktoberfest, happy Oktoberfest. The real
one. Yeah, but it's kind of funny because in Germany, where it's like based out of where it originated, it's in September. But in the States and like all the other places that I've ever been to where they would have like an Oktoberfest weekend or party or an event, it would always be in October because it's called Oktoberfest. But in Germany, it was in September. So, like, I tried to go one year and I thought, oh, okay, I'm going to book it because it gets completely sold out. Like, you can't find places to stay or flights or get tickets to the venues for Oktoberfest in Germany. You have to do it way in advance. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to do it in advance for October. And I'm like, oops, it's in September. So then the following year, I booked it and I got it in time. And so I got the tickets to it and got to go. And we, like, we stayed close enough where we could walk back and forth, which was great. But there's so many people. It was so much fun. And it's like all night long. And yeah, it was a blast. Oh, so great. It was a lot of fun. And then I know I was thinking about, I was talking to somebody else about the fjords in Oslo and Norway just today, actually. And I had taken one of my events that I did, one of the things that I did is I had an extra day before I flew home. I was flying back to LA and I had an extra day and I was coming in. I'm like, okay, what am I going to do? I haven't seen everything. So I took a train from Oslo to Bergen and it was, it didn't get dark until like 10 p.m. And then the sun came up at 4 a.m. because it was that time of the year where they had more sunlight than they did night.
Right.
And I was able to drive like in the train, sit next to a window and go through the country and see all of the fjords. So like you see all the waterways and the mountains and the cute little houses and the snow caps. And then you see it all the way up until 10. And then as the sun's coming up, you're coming in and you're able to see all the beauty of everything through. So I got like a whole tour. And when I got there, I did not plan this out because I'm very spontaneous. I'm just like, okay, I'm going to go do it and figure out as I go. And I had to be like, the train arrived. I was in the town. So I walked around the town. I think the train arrived like at 8 a.m. And my flight was like at 11 or something. And I had to get to the airport from the town, and the airport, I didn't plan this one out at all, was like 45 minutes away from where the train station was.
Oh my.
To fly Bergen back to Oslo so I can get my flight from Oslo back to LA. And I did not plan this out very good. And when I was there, nothing was like written in English either in that town. And so I was trying to figure out like, which train to take to, like, there's like the small trains that go in town and then there's a long train that takes you from like the major city to the major city, and couldn't figure out like how to get to the airport. And when you're in, it's funny, like when you're in Europe, for some reason, like Google Maps is backwards.
What?
So I don't know. It was, it was just doing its own little thing. And so I would get on a train and it was going the wrong direction, get off the train, get back on the train and go the other direction. And I didn't have anybody to ask like where I was going. And then I finally arrived and this gentleman, like I had the wrong type of change because I had just flown in. And so I had the wrong type of change. But the gentleman was super sweet, gave me the shuttle ride to the airport, made it to my flight just in time, flew Bergen back to Oslo, and then flew Oslo back to LA and made it just in time, like just in the nick of time.
But
that's like an adventure. You don't always remember.
That's a stressful adventure.
That's what I get for being spontaneous. So like, I'm on a mission. I want to see the fjords. I haven't been able to see them. This is going to be the way to do it. Take the train ride. And the train like went through the night. And when I arrived, I was able to see them all the way through and then go see all the cute little quaint towns. And then it was like the race across. What's that TV show? Didn't they have like the Great Race or something? That's what I felt like at the very end. I was in the Great Race to get back to the airport, to get back, to fly back. I'm like, here I am. I made it. Woo.
Oh, my God. I could not have survived that. I would have been like, okay, I'm just going to get a hotel. There's no way I'm making it back.
I know, but I was on a mission. I was challenging myself. I'm on a mission. I'm like, okay, I got to make my flight. I'm going to make my flight no matter what. I'm going to make my flight. And then, but I got to see all of that beauty and the mountains and the snow caps and all the cute little houses. Like there's all these cute little red houses along the way, like little farmhouses that you can see out the window. And I wouldn't have had that experience unless I did that. Like it wouldn't have been something that I remember forever, right?
Right.
And that just compounded the event of the Great Race at the very end to get to. Yeah.
Travel isn't always like that. Not always.
No, it's not. Only if you do things spontaneously and don't plan in advance.
Which is why
plan. But that rush, right, the adrenaline rush, the dopamine rush of, like, having to make your flight and rushing back. And probably most people in the world would just stress out over that.
But for me? It was a rush. I'd be like, worried sick that I'd be stuck in another country.
Right.
And the signs, you don't understand them. Like you said, they're in a different language. You don't know what you're doing. You don't know how to speak the language. You have the wrong currency. You have the wrong change. So you don't know what you're doing. You don't know how to get around. How do you communicate where you're going? I'd probably be so lost. I don't think I'd survive the night.
Yeah. I mean, Japan was kind of like that too. Getting on the trains, you don't know which direction the trains are going or which train to take. And there's a lot of trains, but that was fun. And that was an adventure too. That was great. Like, I love trains. So I never took so many trains in my life than I did when I was out in Europe or traveling. Like, back at home, the only trains we take is to go to the football games or go to the races. We don't really take trains in California. Like, it's not a thing. Some people take the trains, like, to avoid traffic. And if they're going into LA, maybe, or if they're in Northern Cal and they're taking, like, San Francisco to avoid traffic. But in SoCal, people just drive their car around, so nobody really takes a train. So I was trying to, like, figure out when I was in Europe. You go, like, to platform A and platform B and train 1 and train 2 and southbound and northbound. And, like, you have to figure out which train you're taking.
Yeah. I remember that from Italy and Greece.
And then they move around all the time. And so now it moved to platform 3 where it was at platform 2 before. And if you miss it, then you have to wait for the next train. So that was an adventure, too. That was fun. And then in Japan, they have, like, the speed trains and all the other trains that go into the city, and you have to figure out which, when you get to the airport, they have the trains there too, which is great. But then you have to figure out, like, which train to take there. It's an adventure though. It's like fun.
Does that mean you've been on a bullet train?
I was on a speed train, but not a bullet train.
Oh.
I didn't go on a bullet train, but I did go on a speed train. I don't know what I have to look it up, how fast it was going. But it wasn't the bullet train. It was a speed. So, like, it's faster than a normal train, but it's not the bullet train, which is crazy fast.
That's the train I want to go on. I want to go to Japan and to China and Asia, because I know they're all over the place there. And I want to ride one, because I've seen the videos and there's been
videos. That would be fun.
Oh my God, I want to ride one.
Yeah, that would be fun. I think they go like 240 miles an hour or something to that effect. I have to look it up though.
That I would love to try.
But that would be fun. Yeah, that would be fun. So, yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, there's so many things around the world that I could just think of and just, I just want to do, right? It's not hard to get there. It's just, you have to push yourself to get out of your comfort zone to do it. And anybody can do it.
Yeah, it's like stepping on the other side of your comfort zone, and people don't take that step. I take it to the extreme where, you know, if normal people would have just booked the flight into Oslo and then taken the train and scheduled everything out, like use a tour guide or use a travel agent and booked everything, like once they arrived on the train, then they would take an Uber to wherever they're going and then the shuttle to the airport, and like it would have all perfectly lined up. Versus me, I'm like, let's see where I end up instead. Let's see if I can do the great race with limited resources and not planning in advance and just do it. Go. That's what I do.
I don't think I can do that. I like my planning, but I do want to experience everything. So everybody that doesn't want to be sporadic, I'm on board with you. that's my type of travel right there, where you can have everything booked in advance and know what you're doing. Not as much the travel guides, because I don't like to be like follow all those groups. I like to explore my own.
They're but like, and move, and we're going this way now, and this way. Okay, we're going this way now. They have like the sign up wherever you go, and like all over the world or everywhere. The groups, like, they have the little sign that they're holding, and then there's like 50 people moving all together. Okay, and now to the left we see this. Okay, now we're moving this way, everyone, and we're going this way.
in Greece and in Italy we did those. Oh my God, it was hilarious, because you're in the double decker bus, and they take you around the major places. Like in Athens we did like a walking tour, and then in Rome we did a bus tour. I will never do one again, needless to say. you can't go off and explore the things you want.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's probably good for the first time when you're in a foreign country, you've never been there or have experienced it. It's kind of good to have a guide.
Yes.
So you're like in a group and you're protected, and they tell you where to go and they show you all the places. And then when you feel comfortable, then you come back and be spontaneous a little. No. Me, I'm just like, okay, I'm going to Italy. Let's go.
I'm ready, still trying to break the go on my own. To travel. I think this year, this 2026 might be the year that I finally do it, or the end of 2025. I'm getting to the point where I see you do it. I hear you talk about it all the time. And I really want to just take that leap and start traveling alone, because you get to experience things, and you get to be free, and you get to experience the life on your own and embrace yourself in it. And if you're going with people that you're familiar with, you're still stuck in the old ways a little bit, because you're bringing your traditions and your tendencies and everything that you do with you. If you go alone, you're forced to embrace everything else.
Well, and you also get to live with the locals. So, you know, you get to do what the locals do. Like when I went to Greece, I explored Athens like everybody else does, but then I went off the other areas where all the locals go to, and then went to like their hangouts and their food places and hung out with them. Yeah. And then you find out where all the good things are. And then they give you the insider information basically on what to do, where to go, how to do it, where the tourist areas are, what to stay away from. No, just kidding.
the best cafes in Greece.
Like the best coffee, the best gyros, like the best fresh fruit, and what islands to go to. So yeah, it was fun. So I'm traveled so much that I even did challenges. So being spontaneous, I think it was probably after that train ride that I went another trip, and I think I stayed in Europe for about 60 days and did not plan where I was staying or my flight until the day before for the whole 60 days. Oh. So I flew out. I flew out, and then my first night I booked. And so I booked my first flight, and then I would be there, and I'm like, okay, do I want to stay here, or do I want to go explore somewhere else? So like I'll say, okay, I'll stay one more night. And then I booked the next night from the apps, because everything I do is on the apps. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to challenge myself. And then that trip was, I think I went to 9 countries in 60 days and didn't book my flight or my hotel until the day before. And that's when I ended up in Santorini, and I stayed in Parisa and the black sand beaches. So I was like 25 steps to the water in like a one bedroom. It's the hotels out there. They're like one bedrooms, and it overlooked the pool. And then you took 25 steps to the water. And I think I only paid like $25 a night, because it was fall, which is great weather. There's not tons of tourists. It was super affordable. And I would come downstairs like, are you staying another night? Yes. Are you staying another night? This is that story. But that was the whole entire trip, was I did not book my hotel or my flight until the day before. Because I was testing out the apps. I was saying, okay, let's see, like, proof of concept, let's see if all these flights work exactly how they're supposed to be with Flyit and the Algos and booking the hotels. And everything worked out, except, and I didn't plan in advance, so I didn't know the season. I didn't know like what was going on. I'm just like, okay, I'll go in my app. Is it still available? Yes. Is it at this discounted rate? Yes. Okay, I'm gonna book it. And then that day that I came downstairs, like, we just need to let you know that we're closing for the season tomorrow and you have to leave. When I was in Santorini. And then I had to scramble and book my ferry back in time. But it was okay. It was fun. It was a blast.
I saw
9 countries that trip. Huh?
I don't think I could do that and get stuck somewhere. But 9 countries.
Yeah, 9 countries. So I was plane hopping basically, because once you get from the States out to Europe, then you can go flying country to country is kind of like flying state to state in the US, because it'd be like going from California to Nevada on a plane, or going from California to Florida on a plane. But you're going from country to country out there. And as long as you're in the same Schengen countries, you can stay. I mean, don't quote me, do your own research, not financial advice. Consult with your travel agent. But you can stay up to 90 days in, like, I think it is a 6 month period, and then you have to leave and go back to the States or go back to like a non-Schengen country. But you can use your same visa, not visa, you can use your passport and just go from place to place to place. And then once your time's up, you have to leave. So I was only out there 60 days, so I didn't use up all of my time, and I would just like plane hop and go to the next country. And then like, okay, from here, I would. So on our app, it has this fun thing. On our Flyit app, it's you find the lowest air anywhere in the world. And like, I booked flights from Las Vegas to Orlando for $25. I booked, let's see, San Francisco to Paris for 100 and a quarter. I did Hawaii to Japan for 150, Hawaii to Australia for 99, LA to Hawaii for 99. And so I was testing it just to see like where I could go and what I could do. And then I was being spontaneous, but I wouldn't book it. So there's a thing on our app where you can find, like, you can pick
You
the
can do
destination that you're
random.
at. Yeah. And you, it's kind of like it randomly will give you the lowest fare from that airport on that day of where it could go. So I'd be like, okay, I'm in Athens right now. Where can I fly tomorrow from Athens in Europe? What's the lowest cost? And then it like popped up, I think it popped up Rome, and I got like Rome
Oh.
for like $35 or something. So I'm like, okay, I guess I'm going to Rome tomorrow.
But
And
it's
then I
so
would stay a
cheap.
couple days and then take the train and go see, oh, what did I end up seeing? The Amalfi Coast. I took the train and saw the Amalfi Coast. Or then I flew from Rome to Venice. And then I would go and the next day and wherever I was going to fly, and I would say, okay, now I'm going to go from Rome to where? Where am I going to fly to? And then I would just pick a place, like the best price, and then just book it the day before. And then the next day, I would fly to another country. And I've done that out in the States too. I'm like, okay, let's see, Hawaii. Am I going to go Hawaii or the Caribbean? What has the best prices right now? Oh, Hawaii's only $99.
I'm
Flying,
going to
right? Flying to the Caribbean from Florida is 100. Eeny, meeny, miny, miny. Which one am I going to go to? But
Hawaii.
that's the best part. You know, it's cheaper than gas. If gas is like $4 or $5 in the States, and you go, you know, you do a whole tank of gas, that's $75 when gas prices are high. That's like a cost almost of a flight.
And you
So,
get to relax and sleep on the plane, but I know you don't do that.
right? No, I don't sleep on the plane. But it's even best, like even better, because when I flew to Hawaii, I had Starlink. So I had Wi-Fi. Nobody knew I was flying. And I was working.
That
I was working.
was
I
the
think
best
we
part.
even did a Telegram voice chat.
We did. While you were flying from, I think it was from California to Hawaii, and that was when? That was 20. Oh
It
God.
was just, it was not this year, but last
It was
year.
last year, yeah.
So
That
it
was
was January through March last year. I was in Hawaii for a couple months.
And no one could tell you were on the plane. I didn't even know you were on the plane.
I didn't tell anybody I was on the plane until I was. Yeah. So, I mean, that's the good thing about Starlink and having apps and have being spontaneous or planning it if you want to plan it. You can plan up to 13 months in advance. It doesn't have to be the next day. I just stress tested, I guess you call it, just to see if it would work. But you
And it
can
worked.
book, but you can like find your flights up to 13 months in advance, and it gives like every single month the price of the lowest price from one location to the next location. The lowest price up to 13 months out gives you all the airlines, all the information, or you can just book a random one, like where's the best price to go tomorrow? And then it'll give you some random places out of whatever airport from like all destinations to all locations. That's the best part. And so now I'm up to over 35 countries. And I did 28 countries in 2.5 years when I was testing it out just to see where I could go. 28, think about it, 28 countries in 2.5 years. But that's just naming the countries. But I went back and forth to a couple of the countries more than once. Or I've been through all of Italy, pretty much all, most of Greece, all the islands on Greece. Australia, I went to Cairns and the Gold Coast, Sydney, went there a couple times. Japan once, Fiji, the Caribbean, I've been to, I think, 12 plus islands, maybe more. I have to count how many islands now.
Oh my God.
But I, my travel, because of these apps and because of being able to find it and that algos that we've built on it, my travel, I can travel anywhere in the world, including my flight and the place that I stay, for under $2,000 a month. So I can travel like for a whole entire month in the Caribbean for about $1,200 plus my flights. And that's cheaper than people's rent anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
and I'm doing it. It's part of my business model. And I'm working remotely everywhere in the world. So I could get on a flight and be in the beach in Hawaii tomorrow. And working, mm-hmm. And then working from the beach or be in the Caribbean, as long as I have Wi-Fi and the apps, I can be anywhere in the world. And that's probably the most expensive that I've spent. Like I've stayed in Europe for over a month for like $1,200, and they're usually right next to the beach, or they're one bedroom apartment style hotels. They're right in the heart of the city. The flights only cost me $125 to $150, and then plus the upgrades. The food, you know, it's like $2 to $10 for food.
Right.
An espresso is like $1 to €2. Like you go up to the counter, put your euro down. So you get to experience the whole entire world if you can live remotely or work remotely, for less than what you pay on a mortgage or rent or anything else anywhere else in the world. Like if you permanently planted yourself, the cost is a lot lower traveling than it is if I, like, I'm paying my mortgages.
Right.
So.
And then at that point, you don't need a car, and you can just travel, and you don't have any car payments. You don't have, you're not paying gas. You can Uber to the airport.
Most people, but I do have a car.
Most people, yes.
My car sits for months at a time. Yeah.
And then he gets love again.
Yes, and then I miss my car, and I come back, and I'm happy. No, but yeah, like I was traveling for like 2 to 3 months without a car, and my car just sat, and I'm like, okay, can I remember how to drive my car again?
There's been times
where this is what it feels like to drive a car. but the thing is like with these apps, like you can fly like so Vegas to Orlando, $25, and then somebody can get, like, if they have a family and they want to take their family to Disneyland or something, you can get, they're called getaway weeks, where you can get it for like $150, $200 for the whole entire week in like a one or two bedroom. And then they can go visit Disneyland, and they can get the whole entire family out there. If you're traveling solo, it's even cheaper, obviously. But like if you want to go to Hawaii, so like in Hawaii, they have getaway weeks. And so let's say I flew Las Vegas to Hawaii, it's like $99. And then once I get there, I can get like a week, a one bedroom in the Big Island for $600. That's 1 week. Hawaii's a little bit more expensive. And normally if you go to Hawaii, it's like $500 to $1,000 a night in a lot of the resorts. But they'll have these getaway weeks that people, you know, have their timeshare and they didn't use their timeshare. So they just sit there in their inventory and it's going to sit empty anyway. And so they discount it for people to go visit the property. You don't even have to go listen to a timeshare presentation or anything. You just get to buy their week and you get it at a discount. So like in the Caribbean, I got the weeks for like $300 a week, and I was one bedroom oceanfront. Like, you could see all the beautiful water when I was in St. Martin. I was on the oceanfront right there.
That was
and
beautiful.
It was in a one bedroom, right? And Barbados, I was in a one bedroom overlooking the pool with the ocean for $300 a week. In Hawaii, I was in Maui. I was oceanfront. Like, the ocean and the turtles were right below me for $800 a week. And my flights were only like $100, $120. So you can see the whole entire world. It doesn't, people think it costs thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to go see the most beautiful places in the world. But if you are able to use apps and you know where to look, you can do that. And if you're working remotely, like, this is what inspires me. This is why I am not on the right time zone. I'm waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning, going to bed at like 1 o'clock in the morning, working all day and all night. But every now and then I have to go see the beautiful water and the sand and know that this is what I'm doing it for. Right. Like, right. These are my inspirations. This is why we're here. This is why we come every Tuesday, is hopefully we're inspiring people to go live your passion. I think that's the most important thing. That's the thing that makes anybody attractive. That's the thing that makes anybody inspirational, and that makes anybody like stand out of the crowd, that they're pursuing their passion. They have some passion in life. It doesn't matter what your passion is. If you find what is that fire in your soul that makes you want to get up without an alarm clock, without having to drink coffee, that wants to keep you going all hours, all the time, because you're doing something that you love, that's what you need to find. That's what makes this life worthwhile. And when you find that fire inside of you, everybody else can see it, and it inspires other people to do the same. And hopefully, when we come out here and we talk to you about all this stuff, it's not like to brag. It's not to say, oh, you know, it's saying you can do this too if you pursue what you love and what you really want. And if there's a will, there's a way, and you will find a way to do it. Like, everything that I've ever wanted, I found a way. There's like an infinite number of possibilities to make anything happen in the world. There's an infinite number of possibilities to solve a problem. There's an infinite number of possibilities to do anything, right? There's, if it does, it's like a Rubik's Cube. If it doesn't work one way, then you do another thing. I saw like a contest on TV the other day. Somebody were doing Rubik's Cubes and solved it in like 5 seconds. Yep. I'm like, that's crazy. But the thing is there's like infinite number of possibilities. If you are on a flight from, you know, Bergen trying to get back to Oslo, you will find a way. I found a way because I knew I had to get back. You know, there's, if you want to go see the world, you will find a way. And there's so many other people doing it, and you know, find a mentor, Google it, ask ChatGPT. Okay, when I was doing all these flights, ChatGPT wasn't part of the scenario for the mass population. So we built out algos, we built out apps, we built out things that could do it for us. And now they're even combined with AI. And so there are all these apps basically on steroids that can do, find, be anything that you want to in your life. But find that passion, find the thing that you most desire and pursue it, because it makes whoever you are, whoever you become as a person, so inspirational for everybody else. And you'll enjoy your life. Like, you're going to want to wake up early. You're going to want to have fun. You'll be with friends that you love to be with. You'll have great conversations because you're happy. You're doing the thing that makes you happy. And I just, like, there's so many people going out there is like, oh, I can't do this. I can't do that. I don't know why I'm like stuck. I don't want to do this. I'm settling. Like, you don't have to settle. You only have one life, right?
You can do anything you want. Anything you set your mind to, you can do it. If you want something, you can have it. If you want to be on a flight tomorrow, you can do that. If you want to travel 28 countries in 2 years, you can do that.
Right.
You can do anything you want. If you want to take your phone and travel around the world and take pictures of every place in the world and say, I've been here, 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 and create a collage, you can do that. You can do anything that you want. And that's anything. That's not limited to travel. That's not limited to your financial. That's not limited to your job. You can do anything.
Right. It's only limited to what you believe that you can do. And there's possibilities and everybody out there is doing it. And we didn't talk that much about financial markets this segment. But I just want to say go ETH. It's rallying right now. Go ETH. We're at 4170.
Go ETH.
Remember, we break through 5,000. We're on our next leg up. And all the markets have been hitting all-time highs. So go pursue your passion. Go have fun while you're doing it. Learn something. Try an investment. Trade with $10. Use one platform. Sign up with DragonPro.app. Get your first month free. And go live your passion and do your dreams, right?
Yes, exactly.
Find that fire inside and go do it.
Love that. Find that fire, everyone.
We'll see you next week on next Tuesday. Happy Taco Tuesday, y'all.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.